Afternoon, guys. Hope everybody's doing well. I want to wish everybody Merry Christmas and all our fans out there Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, Happy New Year. I thought our guys did a good job on Sunday against Cincinnati. Played well, played hard against a good team, good special teams unit. A little bit bittersweet for my daughter who works for the Cincinnati Bengals, my daughter Samantha, who was always cheering for her father, but it was tough on her because her co-workers had a tough day. But she was happy we won, but I think a little bit sad that they lost too. But she's back at work this week, and hopefully they'll get a win in their last couple games.
What'd she do for them?
She works as a partnership activation coordinator, and then she works with community service and wears a lot of different hats and has worked really hard, and I'm real proud of her.
Was she at the game?
Oh, yeah, she was there. Yeah, she was there. We're in neutral colors. She didn't wear purple. She didn't wear orange.
When you go into a cold weather game like this, how does that affect, like, decisions to kick long field goals or just kind of special teams in general?
It absolutely plays into all those decisions. How we kick off, where we kick off, is it going to be directional? Are we going to try to drive it as far as we can? Are we going to hang it up there so the wind could take it? Field goal-wise, what's the distance going one way or the other way? What hash is better than the other way, depending on the crosswind? So a lot of those things we'll figure out during pregame. A lot of them I've already got figured out based on film study, based off of what Mason Crosby and what his opponents have done, the other opposing kickers and punters have done. So there's a lot of decisions to be made, much more difficult, obviously, than an indoor game.
Field goal unit respond since I think it's been a few weeks now since you had the couple mix-ups.
Yeah, they've done a good job. You know, they've always had a sense of urgency. There are a bunch of tough guys in there. We've got the right guys in there. We made a couple of changes because, you know, Kyle had an ankle, so they took him off. And then Daniil Hunter went in for the first time last Sunday, did a great job for us. And, you know, he'll do whatever he's coached to do. We got a bunch of great guys, and we had a couple of unfortunate plays against Detroit that we've corrected and hopefully won't have that problem again.
It's like Teddy Bluper.
Yeah, there's only one guy, not 66,000. Yeah, a little different.
Is Quigley getting dialed in? And it seems like 3 weeks in a row now, ball at the two. And
You know, he's been dialed in all year. I mean, at one point, I think after eight games, we'd given up maybe 10 return yards total, and that's kind of what we're doing. I know his numbers aren't great. His gross numbers are low. His net numbers are probably in the bottom half of the league, but that's not as – I mean, we're not concerned about that because we're limiting the opportunities that our opponent punt returners are getting, and that's really huge for us because there's some great returners in this league, and the guys that we and the teams that we play, and we're trying to limit those opportunities for those guys to get big plays.
How has Kirst developed as a
Yeah, he's done a great job. He's a unique athlete because he's stronger than you think he is because he's so thin. But he's also faster than you think he is because he's so long. You think, you know, he's not traveling as fast as he is when he really is fast. And so he's done a great job for us in really all four core phases. And he's getting better in the punt return and kickoff return game, which is much more difficult for a guy his size to do that. And as long as you match him up against the right guys, he's done a nice job for us. So he's I think he likes his role. He's having fun with his role like a lot of those guys who are kind of biding their time, waiting their time to become a starter on offense and defense. And that's what we try to do here, try to develop those young guys and tell the offense and defense coaches that we're developing them, you know, for those guys, for them, for the future. But he's done a real nice job for us.
He seems to be like a pretty emotional player. Do you like that, how amped up he gets?
Or? Yeah, I mean, I'm an emotional guy, so I think we have a lot of emotional guys. And you know, Marcus Sherrills is probably the one guy that's not emotional, but I think it's very important to him. He kind of approaches things differently than most people. I tell Marcus I wish I was more like him when it comes to that type of thing. But we have a lot of guys that play with emotion, that they love the game. And I told him Saturday night before the game, you cannot be a good special teams player unless you love the game of football. And you should play with the emotion, and you show that emotion. And so Jaron fits that bill. He's done a good job with that.
About calling these bank shots that he keeps hitting him?
He didn't call bank, but I'm sure glad it went in because I saw it fade a little bit left. I'm like, oh, Lord, please go in. And then in the last one, he was mad at me. We didn't try that. You know, I didn't recommend that we try the 55-yard. I thought it was like the 56 area, maybe even 57. And it was 27-0 late third quarter. Our defense was playing great. Pin him down there. Quigg's done a great job all year of pinning people inside the, you know, 15, 10-yard line, 5-yard line. So I thought that was a great decision by coach to do that. And then although Kyle was mad at me for not recommending kicking a field goal there, and he'll be ready for the next one, though.
That opportunity that you got last year to be a head coach, have you, I don't know, felt the impact of that throughout this year, what you learned from that experience?
You know, I learned a lot from that experience. Like I've said before many times, it was an honor to do that, to represent the organization that way. And you know, it was unfortunate circumstances that you know, I did that. I was hoping that, you know, someday I'll have that opportunity. But, you know, I think it's overall made me appreciate maybe what the head coach does on game day because it's much different than I do, although I try to stay ahead of the game in terms of situations and time on the clock and time management and player management and that sort of things that I do as a special teams coordinator, and which I hope will prepare me for that next step. But for right now, I'm just, you know, I'm trying to grow every single day, trying to get better every day to put our players in position to help us win the next game.
So that is something that you would be interested in long term?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think any coach that, you know, loves the game like I do, that loves being a leader of men like I do, and you know, the training that I've had and the experiences that I had, I think would help that. But at the end of the day, I'm the special teams coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings. That's my job. I love my job, and I hope we continue to help our team win games. All right, thanks a lot, guys. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.